And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
It's another edition of Hoops Jason on the Athletic NBA Show. David Aldridge here in D.C. Marcus wandering the halls of his school in the Bay.
I'm trying to find things. I'm hopeless right now. You know, I ain't got my life together. Good thing we got somebody on who does have their life together.
Somebody who can actually spout some knowledge. John Krasinski, you're back, man. Thank you for joining us again, man.
Yeah, it's good to be back, guys. Good to be back.
Dude, this is the first thing I wanted to ask you. What did you do last Thursday, man? Did you dip into the Vikings at all? Like,
usually I would. Usually this time I'm used to guys. I'm used to the Wolves being out by now. Like, I'm used to not having to worry about the NBA at all in Minnesota at this time of year. And so I usually do go over and do the Vikings draft and get in on it. I certainly monitored it from afar and was watching it, but I was not directly involved this year with that production. But that was a big night for the Purple for sure.
I like McCarthy for that.
I do too.
That makes sense, right?
I mean, it makes sense. And then, you know, you look at, they got a quarterback friendly coach. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Aaron Jones and a decent offensive line and some real weapons around him. So he ain't coming in to a team that usually without weapons or a bad coaching staff or anything. It's an environment that really can help a young quarterback. So he's going to get every chance to succeed. And, we'll see. You know, he didn't do a ton at Michigan, but I just like the makeup, and I think that he'll fit in pretty well.
It doesn't matter anyway, because they're just going to trade for Kirk Cousins back.
Yeah, bring him back. Hey, he wants to come back now, probably.
You know what I'm saying? Like, give him a discount, too. Like, hey, y'all eat some of that salary.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm not mad at them. I'm not mad at them taking Penix. I think Penix is pretty good, but you just got a quarterback. Like, what are you doing? Like,
$100 million.
$100 million.
Yeah. That was wild, man. And crazy. there's nobody in the NFL that has played the business side of the league as well as Kirk Cousins. And now he just got the business side played right back at him. So
when we did the player survey that last week. One of the questions was, name who's your favorite non-NBA athlete? And somebody, I don't know what it was because I didn't get it. Somebody said Kirk Cousins.
I saw that.
They said, wait, why Kirk Cousins? It's like, man made $400 million off of one playoff win.
That's efficiency, baby. That
sounds like KD to me. Who's that? Sounds like KD. Who's that? It had to be a Commanders fan.
We were talking about KD and the Suns before the game. Look, John, you were there. Man, I'm not going front. I didn't think the Suns were going to do what they did in the regular season. I knew that was ridiculous. That didn't mean anything. But I thought it was going to be a competitive series, and Wolves blew their doors off, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't close.
No, it was amazing. You're right, TA. I thought the Wolves were going to win the series, but I did think it was going to go six or seven games, just given what we did see, because this was the type of team that was supposed to give the Timberwolves problems, right? You have a shooting-rich team. They can move the ball. They can go small. That's supposed to be able to play Rudy Gobert off the floor, all of those things, and none of that happened in this series. It was the Wolves dictating the terms of engagement the whole way through. It was Anthony Edwards taking over and being the best player in the series. It was Nikhil Alexander-Walker maybe being the second best player in that series for a lot of it. So I do think that there was an underestimation about the next level the Wolves could reach defensively. And what you saw is they got into them at an unbelievable level and just frustrated Booker. They shut down Beal, and they limited KD as much as they needed to, and the Suns just had nobody else to go at them.
You mentioned the defense, and Alexander Walker was fantastic. Jaden McDaniels was fantastic too. And it's interesting to me, John, that for all the machinations that the Wolves have had in terms of their roster the last couple of years, they have kept Jalen McDaniels close. They've kept like he's not available. You can't have him. And wow, was he a difference maker in that series? I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was terrific. And yeah, we reported it right after the Rudy Gobert trade. And of course, they gave up a ton, right? They gave up a bunch of guys, a bunch of picks. And we can still probably have the discussion about did they pay too much or whatever. But one of the things that came out was that Danny Ainge and the Utah Jazz wanted Jaden McDaniels, and Tim Connelly and the Wolves were not going to give him up in that deal. So they had to throw in another pick to get it done. And, you know, I think I remember at the time writing that, and I remember a couple of people, you know, around the NBA analysis sphere looking at it and saying, oh, great job. You guys held on to Jaden McDaniels. Congratulations. But really, the Wolves knew that he was capable of A, being an elite perimeter defender, one of the very best in the league. But then I think what you saw in this series that we didn't necessarily see a lot in the regular season is that he has two-way capability. He can score a little bit. And when he's knocking down shots and when he's rebounding and getting to the rim the way that he did against Phoenix, man, the Wolves are hard to deal with. And that was a bit of a coming out party for Jaden McDaniels. Remember, he missed the last playoffs against Denver because he punched a wall and broke his hand, and that was not good. So to see him do that, to see him frustrate Booker, to see him, you know, lock down KD when he got the opportunities to, and then to score on the other end, that was really impressive.
I'm shocked, JK, that you thought this would be a tough series.
Really?
There's just no way. First off, who actually believed in Phoenix? Like, actually? Nobody believed it. Nobody believed it.
Not for a title run, but I thought they could get out the first round.
I knew it was – here's the thing. Here's the problem I have with Phoenix, which obviously bear true. They can't guard the perimeter.
Right.
They had zero chance guarding Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like none. None. Right. At all. And if you can't guard Anthony Edwards, we're done here. Like, we're done, buddy. Like, it's this ball game. If you can't guard Anthony Edwards, you're not winning the series. Period. If you don't have a plan for him, like, that's done. But the other thing, and I think a lot of people miss this about Minnesota, which is why I got them going to the finals. They can play whatever style you want to play. That's regular season stuff was a fluke. Like that's regular season ball. You want they can go bigger than just about anybody. They can go small. Like they literally can throw Naz Reid at five and run with anybody. They could put Nikhil and Jaden on the wing and guard just about anybody. Like the flexibility of this team is crazy. I just don't think the supporting cast of Phoenix is that good. But also we've watched them all year struggle with fourth quarter offense. Mm-hmm. One of the worst fourth quarter offenses in the league. I just didn't see it I never saw it with Phoenix. I just never saw it because in the end it's just ISO. And DA, you know you can't win. You can't win the playoffs with that. You gotta be like, and then like not have a Grayson Allen really did hurt though.
That
hurt a lot. But Minnesota is loaded. Like I think we miss it because it's Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like this team is loaded, dude. Like what you gonna do about Cat? Like what you figure that out? Like even Ant was saying. Like, they kept winning because of Cat, because they're like, I mean, who trusts a team with Nurkic? His playoff record? He's 3-19 in the playoffs. Like, you're not winning.
Yeah. And I mean, to that point, Marcus, what Finch has said the whole year is that he looks at every game and really, and now every series, as a puzzle to solve. And he said it. He's like, we have a lot of pieces to use in that puzzle. And so they can be versatile. They can go different ways. you know, it, there's going to be games and series where Mike Conley is integral, that he is, that you need that quarterback and that shot maker. And then there's going to be games and series where you need to play more of Nikhil Alexander-Walker as, and go bigger on the perimeter. They can go small in the front court. They can go big in the front court. There's going to be games when Jaden McDaniels is really scoring, and then there's going to be not, but then that's okay, because then there's going to be, Naz Reid is going to have a big game scoring. And so they have so many different options to throw at teams, and they're going to need all of those kind of in the next series coming up here. But I think there's just a confidence that they have the answers to the test, no matter what those answers are.
All right. So what's the deal with Finch?
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be able to be on the sideline for the next series?
It's still up in the air. He's going to have surgery tomorrow. And that's a patellar tendon, is a no joke surgery. And so he's going to have his leg presumably in one of those kind of leg long cat or braces for a while, immobilized. And so the question becomes, not, you know, I think it's already essentially ruled out that he's not going to be, you know, on the sideline walking up and down it, even probably in the front row. Is there a way for him to be in the back row, to be protected a little bit and still be involved, and then have Mike Anori as the mobile guy kind of up running around talking to the referees and things like that? That's a possibility, but I still think that the team is waiting to see how he is doing after the surgery, what exactly the protocols are, because they were hoping that the Lakers won last night, just because that would have been game one on Monday instead of Saturday. Right. And there's at least a couple more days. So we don't exactly know what that is going to look like yet. It is possible that he may not be able to even be on the bench at all. And like, say the first two games, there's a long break between games two and three. So maybe then there's something possible there, but a really unfortunate thing, because, you know, he's so important to what this team does. They look to him for guidance and all of that. And it's all up in the air right now.
So what does he bring live in games? Cause obviously the scheme is set, and, you know, D.A., we watched this with the Warriors two times, right? Where Steve Kerr was out.
Oh, right. When it was Luke Walton. Luke coached.
Then there was another stretch where Mike Brown took over. And, like, there's a little difference, but, you know, not very much, because the schemes are set. Like how might this work in Minnesota's advantage? How will it hurt them?
Yeah, I think, you know, from what does he bring in game? I mean, certainly he's the chief decision maker. He's, you know, up or down on whether you're challenging plays, what you're doing, you know, making adjustments in the huddle, things like that. But mostly, I think, to your point, Marcus, I think that can all be mitigated. I think that you know, the staff has been together for a while. They all speak the same language from a basketball standpoint. So I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot of philosophical things or that are going to be lacking, you know, if he is not right directly on the sideline. I do think that his personality is important for this group. You know, when you talk to anyone around him, he is really even keeled. He doesn't get too excited when things are going well. He doesn't get too low when things are going poorly. And I think that this team kind of needs that, because Ant is excitable, Cat is excitable, Rudy even goes kind of, rides a bit of a roller coaster. It's an emotional group. Jaden McDaniels' face doesn't move, but he's, you know, he's volatile. He's got a temper.
The walls move with him. Huh?
That's exactly right. And so, so I do think that there is a quality to Finch in terms of being able to stay even keeled and just keep people calmed down. That is helpful. But, you know, in general, yeah, I think that they have a staff that has that Finch is one of these head coaches that really empowers his assistants, and they have a lot of flexibility, leeway, input into the system and into practice and into game plans and into even in-game adjustments. So the strategy part of it, I think they can figure that part of it out in the early going while he's not out on the floor.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It felt like there was a moment, you know, where they're like in a locker room, they're in the training room, they're around him. And I know Finch is taking some heat from Minnesota fans, right?
Like, yes, yeah.
He's had his day. Mm-hmm. Like, if I don't know, man, it feels like this might be like a galvanizing thing. Like, it feels like they're gonna go play for him. You know what I'm saying? In a way, yeah. To kind of like validate him. You know, they were talking about his coach of the year. He obviously didn't win, but I mean, can you talk just about like how this team feels about Finch and what this might do like spiritually for the team, I guess?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you're right, Marcus, in terms of Wolves fans. I mean, everyone is a coaching expert, right? And so there were plenty of critics of Chris Finch, even though he's gotten the Wolves to the playoffs three straight seasons, which has not happened in 20 years. Now he's got them to the second round, which hasn't happened in 20 years, and has only happened one other time in their existence. He's already the second winningest coach in franchise history in these three plus seasons that he's coaching. So he's a really, really good coach, but you know, fans have high standards and I think are irrational sometimes in the way that they look at him. I'll tell you that the players love him, and Ant especially really thinks highly of him. When you talk to them, like, Finch really coaches Ant hard, and Ant accepts it and likes it and wants to be pushed. And when your star player gets along and respects your head coach that way, that trickles down to the rest of the team. And so there is deep respect and affinity for Finch in that locker room. And I do think that that moment, seeing him struggle, really, they feel like they can rally around him, that they have to rally around him and pick him up, because he's done that for them so many times over the last 3 years. And that was a really cool moment in the locker room after the game 4, where, you know, Ant and Kat and everyone were coming up and hugging him and saying, hey, we got you. Ant was really upset with Devin Booker for how that whole thing played out and for him knocking Mike Conley into Finch. He, you know, he kind of didn't really say it publicly. He bit his tongue a little bit, but he was not happy at all at seeing his coach go down like that. And so I do think that, you know, whenever he comes back to practice, whatever shape he's in for the game, I think these guys are definitely going to look at that and say, hey, coach, we got your back. We're going to go out there and do this for you. Absolutely.
I'm amazed it doesn't happen more often.
Right.
The proximity, right? I mean, it's so cramped. It's just a matter of time before a player blows out a knee going into the stands or in the cameraman or whatever.
Yeah, they need to Minnesota needs to give up them seats next to the coach's bench, you know, them fan seats. And just let it spread out.
Yeah, right.
Spread out right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can coach that thing laying down.
Yeah. Ain't, put a lounge chair in there, barking.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Glenn pulled
that's a Larry David episode. He didn't put them
seats up.
They need that money. They need that money.
I love that.
Just sponsor them. Get a sponsor for them. You know what I'm saying? Sponsored by Lazy Boy or something. Like, you know, you got that money right back.
Didn't Phil Jackson have to do that one time? Didn't he have his hip replaced or something?
Yeah,
and had to do a special chair.
He came back, he was sitting on a throne. He looked like King Henry V and whatnot. So, man, Man, I love you. Dude, your owner is the most gangster owner in the world. The team is sold. It's over. The deal's done. And he's like, wait a minute. We good now? My valuation just went up by Bill. No.
This is like leaving a woman and then seeing her, she looking hot. Be like, hold on, man. What did I do? Like, nah, let me get that back.
This is a Succession episode. This is a Succession episode, earlier. Man, playing out right here. It's been amazing.
My dude was like, what did I sign? I can't even remember what I said.
Let me look at that fine print a little bit. Yeah,
Where is that now, man? That's crazy.
Oh my God. it's crazy right now. Glenn Taylor said whatever it was a month ago now that the team is no longer for sale, that he looks at it and says Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez missed their payment, you didn't have the money, didn't come through on the details of the contract, and so you're moving forward and he's taking the team back. Obviously, Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez vehemently dispute that. They say, no, we have the money, we just need to go through NBA approval and we're good. So it's our team, like we're following everything we need to do. There is a mediation session scheduled for, I believe it's this week, face to face. The two sides will meet with a neutral third party to go through mediation and see what happens there. I frankly do not expect some sort of grand bargain that comes out of this and that the resolves all of the differences. Then, you know, after mediation, then the contract calls for arbitration. And that's a longer process. That's probably going to take months to play out. Right. And we'll see where that goes. But this is a long fight. This is not going to end anytime soon. And it is absolutely, you know, the Timberwolves' MO to have their best season in forever and get to the second round. And meanwhile, the two owners are, you know, going at each other literally in public, you know, throwing, you know, arrows at each other. It's unbelievable.
I got a proposal for the Timberwolves. You go like this, DA. You go like this. All right, look. Like I said, I got them going to the finals, right? When you win the Western Conference or your conference, right? There is a mini present. There's another presentation to the Western Conference, right?
That's right.
Like that's where, you know, the owner, you know what I'm saying? Like we all know.
Is that the Jerry West trophy? I think they call it.
I think it is the Jerry West. Yeah, yeah. So no, it's the Magic Johnson, right? No, that's the conference finals MVP.
Yeah.
It's the Magic Johnson. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So since the Minnesota thing like hadn't really worked that out, right? The ownership thing, it should be David Kahn, except
it's like, I mean, Sting coming down from the rafters, like lower down in there.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Because we're gonna make this a Minnesota thing. We gotta go all Timberwolves on this thing, you know what I'm saying? Because you're right, there's nothing more Minnesota Timberwolves than this happening now, right?
No, like, it's perfect.
Lean into it, man. Lean into it. Like David Kahn, except on behalf of the Timberwolves.
With a baseball bat rappelling down from this.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it. It's perfect. It was perfect. I could write that story for sure.
Oh man. All right. So I'm gonna cop to this, John, because this has been a source of vehement disagreement between Marcus and I the whole season.
Wrong. This is the one time I could say David Aldridge is wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm just coming around.
Yes, you are. Yeah. You better believe I saw it. I did a dance and everything.
So John, you've heard this all year and probably for the last couple of years that Ant is the next MJ and he's just like MJ. And I've been telling everybody to slow their roll, put the brakes on it. Because I, unless I'm mistaken, I didn't see Ant score 63 in the Garden in his second season in the league in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So maybe he did, and I didn't see that game. And it's not at all a criticism of Anthony Edwards. Mm. Just don't stop comparing people to Michael Jordan. Stop it. But that dunk.
But
oh, I love that butt. I love that butt, baby. I love that butt. That's a contestant speech right there, John.
I dunked the other night. Remind me of MJ a little bit.
Hey, the dunk, but that it was also the dunk and then that turnaround J that he hit over Beal. Both of them were like
when he looked over his right shoulder.
Yes.
And then we're like, yo, come on.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I too, DA, like, you know, I love a good hyperbole. You guys read me. I like to spin a yarn here. But there's even that one is like, MJ, are we really doing it? But man, you know, the motion, the physicality, the mannerisms that way, the explosion, it is MJ like, you know, is he, you know, going to revolutionize the game? Is he going to take over the world? Like, you know, his shoes are selling pretty well, like all that stuff. But I mean, I think that what we can say about Ant is, I thought Charles Barkley put it right the other night. He's like, when you have a dog, you have a chance. And forever, the Wolves have not had a dog like this. And this guy is coming for you. He's coming for your family. He's coming for your reputation. He wants all of it. And he wants to take it and put it right underneath his foot and stomp on it. And
that is like
I don't understand. I don't understand how y'all didn't see this already. Yeah. You guys are late to the party. It's a bunch of us already there. He said afterwards, he said, this is what he said to Kevin Durant. He said, oh man, I love that dude. I look forward to playing with him summer. So I could talk about I'll send him home.
Yeah.
I'll send him home. Like what? This dude is cut from that cloth, dude. Like, it's less about, like, he is the next Jordan and more about, and I think a lot of people who watched The Last Dance who don't really remember Jordan but saw how he operated, like, it's the same vibe. Like, he don't have the game, but the vibe, like, you got the same feeling about him that you had with Jordan. He is just a murderer. Like, he's unbelievable.
Yeah. So here's, you're 100 on the court. He is absolutely coming for your throat, step on your neck, whatever it is you want to use, just like Jordan, just like Kobe. Like, there's no question about that. There's a slight difference, though, in the way that he leads his team, where, you know, we watched The Last Dance and we've seen it in DA, you know, especially, like, Jordan would cut out his teammates' hearts and serve it to him if it needed to be.
Correct.
Ant is a different kind of cat.
Ain't had to do it yet. That's all.
And maybe it is.
Wait till this Denver series.
what he has done with Cat, like, and the way that he has emboldened and empowered a guy who got stepped on by Jimmy and kind of, you know, embarrassed that way and things. The way that he interacts with his teammates, and he does hold them accountable, but everything is with, I want what's best for you. Like, I'm trying to help you. Like, and I believe in you. I trust you. And that kind of thing has really sort of just galvanized the whole locker room. And they have him following him into battle in that way. Mm. It's a much lighter touch. And you're right, Marcus, maybe it's coming when the Heat really needs to get there. But that's the difference. But when you talk about mano a mano, I'm going to score on you, or I have to guard you in a clutch situation, he is as ferocious a competitor as there is in this league.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic. As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
God, it's just unbelievable how you can change a franchise.
Yeah.
One guy. That's why, you know, there's just not that many guys in the league that can do it. But when you get one, it changes everything.
It changes everything. You can build arenas.
And it ain't just game either. It ain't just like game. No. It's a it thing.
It's a charisma. He's got everything. I mean, yeah, like I'm sure it's, you know, in Minnesota, but like you go to any basketball camp for kids, they all are wearing AE1s. He's cool, like in a way that you can't fake cool. Like you can't manufacture the cool factor that he has. That's just in him. That's as genuine as possible. That's as part of him as anything else. And so that's what makes you think he can be more than just the face of this franchise. He can be the face of the league because he has that on top of just game on game on game.
I think it's going to be bigger than that. I think he's going to be the face of American basketball.
Yeah. And without a doubt.
I think when these Olympics go down, it's going to feel like, yeah, exactly. No, for real. Yeah. But it's going to feel like
him and Caitlin.
Caitlin. Yeah. It's. Mm-hmm. I think these Olympics are going to shape up. I know we've heard the dream team comparisons, but I mean, this. Remember in '92, it was Magic and Bird passing the torch to MJ, where it was like, he's the big dog now. Mm-hmm. I think the Olympics is going to be that, where it's like, hey, Steph, KD, Bron, all there. It's like, here we go, young fella. It's your time now. Like,
well, he already took Booker's starting spot. Like, that's a wrap. Right. That has been determined. And he even said when he was when they officially named him to the team, he's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to start because of all these other legends and stuff. No. I think he's going to be starting.
Steve Kerr will have some explaining to do it.
He's going to be starting with a quickness, just like, you know, like that he has put his stamp on this already. And
think of that backcourt, Steph and Anthony Edwards in the backcourt. Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's set up perfectly because it's in Paris, just like when it was in Barcelona, in Europe, time zone, time difference, but not a prohibitive one. So it's going to be plausibly live, right? It's not like when it was in China and everything was 17 hours and you already knew who won and it was all on tape delay. This is going to be primetime viewing for this guy. So yes, Marcus, I think you're right. I mean, I think the Olympics, it's going to be even more of a coming out party than he's going to have now, especially if they take down the defending champs in this next round. John. This Marcus, to your point, Minnesota's deeper than Denver is. Now Denver's starting five is better because they have the best starting five in the league. but the Wolves are deeper. So strength of numbers, you know that, right, Mark? I mean, that's, I think they got a shot at this thing. Now, I don't know how they guard, if they can guard Jokic, but I know this, if anybody could guard him straight up, it would be Rudy, right? So, so how does this play out, John?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to go in with a ton of confidence because they played the Nuggets really well in the regular season. They were competitive with them last year in the playoffs when without Naz Reid and Jaden McDaniels.
More than any team.
Yeah.
More than any team.
Yep. And they didn't have Naz Reid, Jaden McDaniels, or Kyle Anderson at the end of that series. And so they are going to be deeper. I think you will see their approach with Jokic has been actually put Towns on Jokic and then have Rudy guard and Sag off of Gordon. And then that allows Rudy to roam and protect the rim and help. And it has been effective. Now, Jokic is still going to get his numbers. There's no, you're just not stopping him. He's that good. He's unbelievable. But I think that with that approach and Rudy protecting the rim, and then you do have McDaniels and you have Ant for Murray and Porter, and then you have Nikhil Alexander-Walker coming off the bench if you need it. They just have a lot of strengths where the Nuggets have strengths. And I'm sure that Jokic is going to play 43 minutes, 44 minutes in this series. But they can, I think, wear the Nuggets down a little bit as the series goes along. And the big question that I have for the Nuggets is who guards Ant? Because KCP ain't going to get it done. Now, if they put
Gordon... It's got to be Porter. It's got to be Porter, right?
Well, it can't be Porter.
There's a possibility you put Aaron Gordon on him and try and use his size, but then you have Cat.
He's got to guard Cat.
Yep, then
yeah, he's got to guard Cat. That's what... Look, I think it's Porter.
It's hard.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
It's Porter. It's cookies, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, at least make him shoot over length. I'm not saying it's going to...
Yeah.
Look, just like you said with Jokic, Ant's going to get his points. So it's not... So why don't I put my least effective defender on, instead of, you know what I mean? And put my better defenders on guys who I actually need to slow down or try to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, it could be that. But yeah, so they just have a lot of options. And so, to have Cat, to have Nikhil hitting threes the way that he does, to have Mike Conley, they just have a lot of reliability. And They finished one game behind Denver in the regular season. They're not going to be scared of the Nuggets at all. Like, they're just not. And so they have – the thing that I think propels them forward here is – I saw our guy Tony Jones said this during the Phoenix series, and the rest of the team has started to take on Edwards' edge, his competitiveness, and they want this thing. And so they're going to come in and, if Murray's calf is a little bit, it slows him down a little bit. You can get by against the Lakers, on a 1.5 legs. You cannot do that against this Wolves team. And so they are healthy. They're ready. And so I think this is going to be a long series. I think it's going to be an epic series. And I think they absolutely can win this series.
Yeah. I think the Nuggets have the kryptonite. Like, the problem with Denver, I mean, if you can neutralize at all Jamal Murray, they just look so much more vulnerable. When he's struggling, they just look vulnerable. Jokic is because if you really look at it, they only have two playmakers. Like, it's Jokic and Murray. That's it. The thought of Jaden McDaniels for a series on Jamal Murray, he's got to keep Michael Malone up at night. He needs another player. That's why Reggie Jackson's playing so much. It's have somebody else to create offense. Otherwise, it's just those two, and they just have so many options to throw at you defensively. Watching that last Nugget series where it's like, yo, they're giving this team some problems. And then watch them kind of coast the rest of the way. Like, they swept the Lakers. It was easy against Miami. It's like they just present some different problems, and it's going to come down to Ant and Jokic, in the games, who's going to make the most plays, or it's going to come down to Aaron Gordon and Michael Porter.
I think it's
Jr.
Aaron Gordon
making shots.
I think it's Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon gives them an extra.
Yeah, but they got Cat.
They do. They do. They got a potential answer for all of them.
They got answers. So I think this – I wonder how – and, you know, John said earlier that he was hoping that they were hoping they Lakers won so they get an extra day. They hope the Lakers won so they keep tiring out the Nuggets
because sure, no doubt.
Flesh out of them.
Yes. Yeah. Because, yeah, KCP was a little banged up. Like, yep. And having, yep. You know, so they're going to, I think Nuggets are going to be ready, having 4 or 5 days here to get ready for
yes.
this. And they will be ready to go and they'll be healthy enough. But I think that what the Wolves will have to do is kind of wear them down over six, seven games. And maybe that's the antidote is, you know, if Murray and Jokic have to play 43 minutes a game, maybe that works in game one and two. But as we get longer into the series, maybe you just can kind of wear them down and string them out a little bit. And the thing that is so different for Denver than Phoenix is like Denver moves the ball. They play great motion offense, and that is going to be so much harder for the Timberwolves to guard than the ISO stuff that Phoenix was trying to do. So this is a mountain. Like this is the climb that they have right now. It's going to be a huge challenge. So, yep. So, but they're ready for it. I know they are.
It's going to be, I think their 3-point defense is going to be critical because
Porter is like, the one that when he goes off, they really have a hard time with that. So.
And they didn't shoot well against the Lakers. Like they just weren't shooting well. No. You know what that means, JK. They're going to make everything.
A thousand, right? Yes. Yeah, exactly right. Yep. Because, yep. they're the champs. They know that this is a big test as well. There's a rivalry between these guys now. Like they played in the playoffs a couple of years ago. It was game 82. The Wolves eliminated the Nuggets before, in the playoffs.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Like you have Tim Connelly, Chris Finch, Mike Anori, Monte Morris have all been in Denver. And then on the Denver side, you have David Adelman, Ryan Saunders, Calvin Booth, a lot of guys with Minnesota ties. So there's a lot of cross-pollination here. And it's going to be a rivalry now. Like this is the second time they've met in the playoffs. There is, you know, there's an edge to this, to this thing. And I think the Nuggets they're champs and they'll be ready for that part of it for sure.
So I was just in Philly Sunday for that series and it was crazy, John. This is Philadelphia. This is not the Wizards game. The Knicks fans took over the building.
Wow, that was
never
insane.
Ever. In Philly. In Philly.
Yeah.
In they front took of over Iverson the and Dr. Building. J.
Right.
And Don Staley. Right?
Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. And somebody, and I was like, I've never seen it. And one of the Philly writers said, look, city doesn't believe in him anymore.
Mm.
And they've had their run, the whole Embiid thing with all of the different people that have come through. And he was like, the city's just, they've checked out. What I'm going to ask you is, has Minnesota checked in with the Wolves?
Oh, yeah.
Do they leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there'll be a few Nuggets fans in the arena. It ain't going to be like that. I'm telling you, like, Target Center is on fire. They sold out all 41 home games for the first time in franchise history. The games against Phoenix, games 1 and 2, were absolute madhouses. And this is a fan base that is very battle-scarred. They have a lot of post-traumatic stress from being let down by the Vikings, the Twins, the Timberwolves, everywhere. So they're always
incomprehensible ways.
Yes, they are always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And so there's usually a nervous energy, but they have gotten fully on board with this team. With Ant, Naz Reid is a folk hero around here. You guys had him on, right? And like, I mean, there is an absolute connection between this town and this team that is kind of like the Lions and Lions fans last year. Like we've been waiting forever and ever for a team to really get behind that you really believe in. And this is the one. And so if they can somehow get one game in Denver and come home 1-1, I'm telling you, man, the roof's going to be blowing off of that place. It's going to be awesome.
Is homeboy who kneels on the court with the suit on acting like a coach, is he still there?
he is brought back ceremonially from time to time because of his status over the long haul. There after KG got traded, he kind of left those seats and went his own way for a while. But for big playoff games, he does come back. He doesn't wear the suit. He's a lot more understated these days. But he's in the building and people feel his presence. But yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's time to put the suit on for that.
It might be time for the suit. You're right.
You got to put the suit on.
Yeah, my man looked good in them suits too. He was rocking them suits for a minute.
Yeah, rolling up that program and smacking it on the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to pull that all out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pull
it all out. Bill Vizey is my guy. I know him. So yeah, he's a good dude.
And get David Kahn courtside so he can see what he did not build.
Oh,
this is what you could have had, buddy, if you were I'm with Minnesota fans on this one.
Let it go. Ricky's let it go. You kind of
Let it go. We're memorializing this, you know what I'm saying?
Man, John, I'm so happy. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for that city with everything that that city has gone through in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Lord, did y'all need this?
It's been fun. It's been fun to see the city come out for it. Like you said, like downtown Minneapolis has been through it. There are bars and restaurants downtown that only stay open on Wolves nights because that's you know, that's just the way to make money. And to see the influx of people coming back down to the city, to see, you know, actually to see basketball fans just be rewarded for one time and not be kicked in the teeth has been really fun. So it's been enjoyable. It's been a cool thing and nice to be a part of for sure.
Hope they handle. I mean, this Nugget series is about to be so lit. Like,
oh my God,
I hope they're ready. It's going to be crazy.
Come on out for it, man. Come on out.
I might come out for 3 and 4.
That'd be great.
If I'm allowed to. Come back to the Twin Cities.
We always got a spot for you here, DA. Come on.
I still have Flip's coin. I think about him all the time. I know how happy he must be watching this. It's got to be giving him a big thrill because John. I mean, he just bled it. He lived it, loved it. You know, it was his place. So I'm just happy for the city and the state, you know. I'm happy for you because you've watched a lot of bad basketball. So now you're getting to enjoy it a little bit, man. So thank you. I know you got to run to practice. So appreciate you jumping in. And maybe you'll see me next week. You never know. You never know.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Appreciate it. And I hope to see you guys. All right.
All right, y'all. Leave that 5-star review on Spotify, Google, Apple Play, wherever you get this fine American podcast. Marcus, if them folks can't leave a 5-star review, what do they need to do?
Keep it to yourself, you haters. We're going to beat you with one of them Nas Reed towels.
Nas Reed.
Everyone, it's Meg Linehan here. If women's soccer is your calling, I'm excited to say my podcast, Full Time, is back on May 23rd. Join myself and my new amazing co-host, Tamara Griffin, every Thursday as we take a deep dive into the biggest stories in the women's game, from the NWSL to the Olympics. We'll bring you in-depth reporting that only The Athletic can provide, chat to leaders within the industry, and chart the next phase of the U.S. Women's National Team as they look to rebuild. Just search for Full Time wherever you get your podcasts and follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode.